You know, he called me to his office with a box of malted milk balls under his arm. And, you know, he had those very low, like 70s, 80s couches. So I'm essentially sitting on the floor when I should have been on set. And he had the spout of the milk balls box open. And the milk balls are falling out of this malted milk ball container, rolling all over the floor. And he's running around his office in his sunglasses, explaining to me that he slept with Ava Gardner and I should sleep with Billy Baldwin. Because if I slept with Billy Baldwin, Billy Baldwin's performance would get better. And we needed Billy to get better in the movie because that was the problem. And if I could sleep with Billy, then we would have chemistry on screen. And if I would just have sex with him, then that would save the movie. And the real problem in the movie was me, because I was so uptight and so not like a real actress who could just f*** him and get things back on track. And the real problem was that I was such a tight and, you know, I'm just sitting there watching the malted milk balls roll all over the floor, thinking about how he wouldn't listen to the list of actors that I suggested for the part and why, you know, they expect me to go from Michael Douglas to Billy Baldwin. And, you know, I didn't have to f*** Michael Douglas. Michael could come to work and just know how to like hit those marks and do that line and rehearse and show up. And now all of a sudden I'm in the I have to f*** people business.